I'll Find You in the Morning Sun by Scintilla 10, read by Night Tracer. Fandom, Bomb Girls, pairing Kate Betty. Additional tags for cross-dressing. There's an old suit of her uncle's that Betty keeps under her bed at the bottom of a suitcase. Mostly she doesn't think about it because that road isn't one she can walk down. She doesn't get rid of it either, though. One night, Kate smiles at her, soft and shy. Her eyes bright and warm. Kate smiled at her all the time, so Betty's not sure why this particular smile makes her feel hot and flushed. Makes her think about what's in that suitcase again. But when she's all alone in her room that night, she opens it just to touch the fabric. It smells a bit musty, and the suit jacket feels a little rough under her hands. Just the sight of it sparks something tight and hot inside her. She hasn't dared allow herself to think things like this before. She shoves it back under her bed. But now that she's let the thought of it inside, she can't help herself anymore. She pulls the suit out more and more often, sometimes taking it out of the suitcase and spreading it on her bed, sometimes folding it over and over again, just to feel the fabric under her fingertips. She knows it's dangerous to do it in the boarding house, with doors that always swing open unexpectedly, with halls full of women with quick eyes for gossip. But she keeps coming back to it anyway. It's Kate, of course, who finds her, in the end. Finds her holding the trousers up to her waist, her eyes shut, imagining. Imagining what it might be like. And because it's Kate, sweet, generous Kate, she ignores Betty's red-faced attempts at bluster. She gets out her needle and thread and makes Betty put the trousers on. They're loose in the waist, and Kate kneels down to pin them, while Betty stands there and looks down at her feet, feeling foolish and overwhelmed and head over heels. It takes them several days because Kate's not used to tailoring menswear, but they fix the pants and the jacket so that they fit Betty. "Try them on," Kate urges, and Betty caves, as she always does when confronted with Kate's hazel eyes. Betty pins up her hair beneath the cap someone gave her, and puts it low over her brow. She's still obviously a woman under the men's suit, but Betty doesn't mind that as much as she thought she would. There's something thrilling in the act of wearing it. A suit that Kate mended for her. A suit that makes her look at herself in the mirror differently. A suit that makes her feel strong and confident and alive. "Oh," Kate says, and it's a breathy little sound that makes Betty turn to look at her and give her a cocky smirk. Kate smiles back hesitantly. Then Betty holds out her hand, and they dance together to the tinny sound of the music playing down the hall. Betty strains to hear it properly, trying to lead, but eventually she gives up and just listens to the sound of Kate sweetly humming along. "Thank you," Betty says softly when they both come to a standstill, but neither has moved away from the other's arms. Betty can feel the comforting heaviness of the suit jacket across her shoulders. She likes the way she knows those are Kate's bare legs brushing against her trouser-clad shins. Kate sighs and presses closer, leaning her head against Betty's shoulder. Her breath ghosts against the bare skin of Betty's neck, and she says, softly, "Always." Betty believes her. The end. Thanks for listening.